Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
So you know, Patrick, it's the year of free stuff, and I've got a couple boxes of CDs here. Here's one I think you're really going to like. MC Hammer's Hammer Don't Hurt Me. Do you want them?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right.
It's been a long week, you know, and I appreciate your hospitality and your lovely wife, Jane, who's right there.
So
she's gorgeous, and thank you guys so much.
So we thought, in honor of the lovely wife, Jane, who will not appear on microphone or be heard on microphone, that we would still use her.
This is a recurring theme on Rockin' the Suburbs. We've tried several times to
get her
on.
Use her as the subject of a podcast. And when we're done, she might wish that she had been on here instead of me speaking for her.
To defend herself.
But in Jane's absence, I'm going to speak for her.
There may be an episode where she rebuts all the points that we make on this podcast.
Right. She can call the listener party line.
That's right. Call the sperm party line, Jane.
So this is related to the year of free things.
Yes.
Right?
Year of free stuff is 2018.
Free
Rockin' the Suburbs. Yeah.
So,
we should mention this is Rockin' the Suburbs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Dan Gursky.
Thank you, Dan.
And my wife, Jane, is right here.
She is.
And she thinks we're ridiculous.
Let me give everyone a little context before we go completely off the rails, right? It must have been about a month or so ago. You texted me a picture and said, hey,
Right.
We're cleaning up. You know, there's a box of CDs here. Yeah. You know, are you interested in them? Do you think they might sell or, you know, whatever?
Right. That's the thing. Yeah. So Jane was now that I mentioned it, Jane was cleaning out some bookcases that we have in there. There's books, there's CDs, and they've been in there for a long time.
Right.
So.
And we encourage our listeners to do the same and turn to Rockin' the
Absolutely.
Suburbs. Right.
So since I ran out of ideas for podcasts and Patrick's like, we need another one. And I said, hey. I have two boxes of CDs that I just put into the garage. And, you know, there's some pretty weird stuff in there.
Right.
But, you know, Jane's got pretty good taste in music.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a certain period of time here. So we're talking like maybe 5 to 10 years worth of sort of a period of time of buying music. So I thought, why don't... And literally, Patrick has not seen these CDs until about 15 minutes ago.
That's right.
I spent about a half an hour today looking at them. I have a little bit of a head start. So we just thought, let's just go through the CDs, pick out a few fun things, and see what we've got.
Right.
So we were also talking before, and this is a pretty typical story. And I know, you know, I think, Patrick, you have some lost record tragedy flood type stories that you haven't been able to talk about. So we'll skip that for now. But I think Jane's experience is fairly typical. And one day we are going to get Jane and Patrick to do a show about working in record stores for many years. Jane did.
Yeah.
And I feel silly telling you about Jane's experience. So I'm not going to.
No.
But
it's got to be her.
The typical thing is you take your albums and you put them in your parents' attic and they melt, right?
Yeah.
Or something happens and Jane had hundreds and hundreds of albums. And so you think, oh, well, what's the big deal? It's CDs now, so I'm not going to buy those albums.
It doesn't matter.
So for me, same thing. I had hundreds of albums. I went to live abroad for a while. I left them with my brother. I came back with my stereo equipment. The records were all gone, and there was a cat living in one of the speakers. So lesson learned, you know.
Now, what happened? How did the speaker get hollowed out?
I don't know. And he never, ever
like
told me where the records. More to the point, hundreds of records. Not necessarily things that I had to replace, but like, where did they go? Did you give them away? Did somebody come over and just take them? Like, I really, to this day, I don't know. And the speaker, I don't know where the cat.
How did the cat get there?
It has, you know how they have the little woofer in the back? You just punch it out. So the cat, I don't know if somebody did it.
Made his way in there.
Did it for the cat or the cat did it itself. So anyway, so then, you know, so now we're in the CD era. So we have a little slice of Jane music history here, which
is
pretty
beautiful.
Typical of replacing. And although we were just talking before, and these weren't really replacing missing things. This was just picking up with the music that you wanted to buy. Like, let's say, starting in the early 80s.
Right.
So it's not, none of this is necessarily replacements for the records that melted in the attic.
Right.
It's just like, okay. And then there's a few things like the Ariana Grande. So like the Ariana Grande CD, Jane's not going to take credit for. There's a Lorde CD.
Right.
And I should also point out that Jane does listen to some CDs in her car.
Ah, okay.
So if we were actually to try to play any of these CDs, we're going to cheat and play them on Spotify.
Yeah.
We would have to go out to the car. bring a microphone and record it in the car because we have right. no other place to play a CD in this house.
Be like the way Tom Waits records his album.
Right. So Jane just brought in a little relic from
Buffalo, New York.
Established 1976 Record Theater.
And the it was Record Theater. That's a great name.
Open 24
hours. It was a 24-hour record store in Buffalo called Record Theater.
Largest record store in the country. And didn't it just close a couple years ago, Jane? It just closed. Okay. The Record Theater, we cater to you. I have to keep replacing, repeating Jane's words because she won't get on the microphone. No. Anyway, so maybe we'll get a picture of that and put that on
the website. Oh, my God. That looks incredible. And it has an old Victrola as kind of the logo there. It's fantastic. A blue and yellow. And it looks authentic, like an original shirt. Is it an original shirt, Jane? It is.
So I segregated, I think actually Jane segregated them, and I further segregated the boxes. There's two boxes.
Yeah.
One of them
big, large shoe boxes full here, folks. So two of them on the floor here on the porch.
Right. So the Cole Porter show tunes, Broadway stuff, mm-hmm. not that it's not good.
No.
But we're leaving that
over there
separate.
Yeah.
And we put the more popular things that we're more familiar with in the other box, and that's what we're working with.
Right.
Right.
Now, where's the Rafi? Is that... it's over there. Okay.
Yeah, the Rafi, the kids stuff.
You got to get that. Rafi's good. He's solid.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And Johnson, Curious George made it into the pop box.
Right, it did because of Jack Johnson.
And so did Frank Sinatra, inexplicably.
Right.
But that's it's fine.
Now, so what do you want to start off with
here,
Dan?
So anyway, I had a fun time looking through these this afternoon.
I bet.
And this, again, I have to always talk about New Mexico connections when I can because, you know, we're like, very underrepresentative and, you know, sort of feel second class. So I found Lyle Lovin and His Large Band, 1989. Great album. And I didn't learn this until maybe 10 years ago that a guy I went to high school with who, he was one of these guys that was in the jazz band and he played the saxophone and he just knew, like, this guy is going somewhere.
Yeah.
He was, like, improvising and playing, like, solos when he was, like, 16 and everyone else is just, like, trying to play scales. So... sure enough, he went on to play with Lyle Lovett for about 20 years.
Wow.
Was the horn section director. I actually messaged him a couple of years ago because Lyle Lovett was coming to Wolf Trap. That's sort of the classic Wolf Trap. It's sort of the outdoor amphitheater. He plays
there
like
a lot.
Almost every year.
Every summer, yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Steve, are you still playing in the band? And it took him like 3 months. We were talking before about Facebook. Do you use it or not?
Yeah.
He finally saw my message and said, no, I'm just teaching music.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of retired from that now. But he plays on this album. So I thought we should play Crying Shame.
Let's do that.
From Lyle Lovett and His Large Band.
You got you some legs, baby, just won't quit. You got you a pretty boy and it looks pretty. You got you one on the slab, but you gave him the slip. That's just a crying shame. Cause you love the boy with the pretty green eyes. You love the boy who says he's so clever and wise. You love the boy who's always telling you lies. That's just a crying shame.
There's Lyle and His Large Band.
Yeah.
So it's soulful and it's big and it's swinging. You can hear the horns there
sure. That really is a great album.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to talk briefly about this one and then
you're
going to pick up with this.
Yeah,
so a lot of these are sort of early to mid 80s. And I think I referenced on an earlier show that I spent a year studying abroad in England.
Yeah.
And it was the era of electronic pop. So Depeche Mode, Duran Duran, Flock of Seagulls. And lo and behold, something else popped up here that Pat said, oh, my God, I love that. I'm going to play a song from it. So tell us what we found in there.
It's ABC. It's Lexicon of Love from 1982. So for me, Dan and Jane, this is like prime when I was working at the record store in the mall, you know, stuff. And like,
oh, it is mall. This
oh
is
my God.
Mall gold.
This is all, yeah. And all the girls would come in and buy this on cassette. And then a couple of guys would come in, but like shuffle it under some other stuff and be like, yeah, I'm getting ABC, but don't tell anybody.
It's for my girlfriend.
That's right. Yeah, it's for my girlfriend. I'm getting AHA and ABC. It's just for my girlfriend.
Aha, yes, I forgot them too.
But, you know, that was the policy, and I've told this, you know, many times on the podcast. The policy was you had to play what was on sale, you know, at Sam Goody or Musicland, and you always had your circular, right, that came out every week. Yeah, and so you couldn't play, like, Highway 61 Revisited and get in trouble like I did once, but ABC was selling like hotcakes, man. Yeah. It was marked down to $5.99 on album or cassette, and I really came to love it. I think it's a well-crafted pop album. I even liked the follow-up or one of the ones they did called Beauty Stab that came not too long after. But here's a song that probably my favorite. You may know it, folks. It's called Poison Arrow off of Lexicon of Love album.
Actually is really good.
Now I can tell you how this is an authentic CD here, Dan and Jane, because it's actually got an explanation of what the compact disc is. I'm not making this up, folks. It says the compact disc digital audio system offers the best possible sound reproduction on a small, convenient sound carrier unit.
Right. And they had to spell out compact disc because right. CD was like probably not an unknown abbreviation
not at
the time.
All. Right.
So at some point. We'll play some more songs, but do you want to just give a little tour of some of the things that we're not going to play that you came across?
It's really interesting. Hang on one sec, folks. I'll go down and look at some of these CDs.
It's getting a little dark. We need a little light. You know what I noticed? The writing, I've forgotten, you know, when you take out the liner notes on the CD. I need reading glasses.
That's right.
They're so small.
Well, they were always so aesthetically unpleasing because everything was so shrunk
down.
Right,
you're squeezing an album cover into like a 6-inch square.
And trying to make it good. Now, I noticed a 3-pack here of the Julia Fordham. Now, this is not an artist I'm really familiar with.
I don't know Julia
with.
Fordham at all.
What do you got to say? Nothing? She's got nothing to say. Okay. So we got
there must have been some reason why Julia Fordham's
in there.
Something's
going on. You got the self-titled, you got Porcelain, and you got Swept.
That's a very striking album covers.
I would say, right? Yeah. All on the Virgin Records label. So that's kind of cool. Look at that. She's had the short hair going on.
Okay, we have an assignment for
later. Exactly. Anybody know about Julia Fordham? Let us know.
And you know, to be fair to Jane, you know, there's quite a few Elvis Costellos in there, some replacements.
Absolutely.
But those are too easy.
Yeah.
So we're going to skip over those.
That's right. Now we got Hammer, Please Don't Hurt Him. So that's in there. Now that was a pretty popular record. So a lot of people bought that.
I skipped over that one.
Yeah. Please don't hurt him, Hammer. There's an interesting Frank Sinatra duet album in there. Yeah, you picked that out, right?
Yeah, it's a big fat one. I don't know. Yeah. The first thing that's popped out was Frank Sinatra and Bono playing
I've Got You Under My Skin.
I have said to myself, this affair never gonna go so well. But why should I try to resist when baby I know so well that I've got you under my skin.
Because of course you do.
And some interesting duets. We'll return to that. Maybe that can be a cover.
That's
know,
a good
Frank
idea.
Frank Sinatra covers.
And we've got Graham Parker in there, which is kind of interesting. Struck by Lightning. Katie Lang, couple of those. Was Not Was. I think everybody has one of those in their collection, don't they? Was Not Was.
I never did.
No, you never did?
I don't think I did.
What Up Dog. That's the album. John Mayer makes an appearance. Ingrid Michaelson. Oh, John Mayer makes another appearance.
that's new.
My children.
I will say, though, I've come full circle on John Mayer, and people have heard me talk about this, and a lot of people are going to jump off the podcast at this point, but he's fantastic with The Dead and Company. I mean, all right, let's play another song.
Okay. All now, right, so it's my
this
turn.
This is actually a great...
Are we doing the Hoodoo Gurus?
Yeah, let's do that, man.
So this is Mars Needs Guitars, 1985. Yeah. And I listened to this today, and I realized that like almost every song on this is great. So these guys are Australian.
Yep.
Bittersweet, which is the first song mm-hmm. on the album, is probably the one that I remember the best. Mm-hmm. But we're going to play something fun. It's called Like Wow / Wipeout. This okay. is basically just surf rock.
I kiss the ground on which you walk. I kiss the lips through which you talk. I kiss the city of New York where I first met you. You're my darling, don't forget it. Cause I'm the guy who will regret it. I love you more than when I said it. When I first met you. In no magazine, but you're the best that's ever been. I'm glad that I met you. Take every day now as it comes. You take the cake, I'll keep the crumbs. I only hear the sound of drums in my heart. Is that I get you?
Yeah, I might have to buy that one back. That's worth the price of the whole box right there.
Yeah, no, I think it's beautiful, man. Yeah. It sounds so good. I haven't heard it in a long time.
Really great.
1987 or something like that, I believe.
Now, the longtime listeners may remember our Bangles episode where I said that I only owned one CD, and it was the Bangles' Greatest Hits.
Pretty good.
So I'm not sure I can actually take another CD and put it in my glove compartment. But that one might have to come out of the box.
What if you surrender the Bangles for the Hoodoo Gurus?
I could.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. Anyway, good stuff. That is a great song.
Really good. Now, there's something here called Little Village. Anybody got any member?
I remember.
Little Village?
I kind of remember.
Solar Sex Panel is the first song.
Wasn't it sort of like a super groupie thing?
That's a good question. I have no idea. Don't Bug Me When I'm Working.
You're claiming Jane is claiming John Hyatt is in this band, perhaps.
Maybe. Yeah. Let's see. It could be a super group.
Who else?
Oh, it's a John Hyatt album. Don't think about her when you're trying to drive.
That's good advice. I remember this a little bit.
Okay, so John Hyatt kind of did a band. It's kind of like when David Bowie did Tin Machine, just for a minute there, right? Dangerously close to the microphone. And now, I also am really intrigued by this. So you got a little Billie Holiday when you come down from all the 80s.
Did that come
the
from
rock
the
and roll.
Other box, or did that...
That's mine.
Ah,
that
beautiful.
That seems like it ended up in the wrong box.
The Silver Collection on Verb. This is beautiful. Moonlight in Vermont. If anyone has not ever heard Billie Holiday sing that standard, you should definitely check it out because it's quite beautiful. Yeah, and Barney Kessel plays on this. That's pretty good, man.
Jane's redeeming herself.
Yeah, she's getting some points.
Slowly.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, Counting Crows is also... that's not so great.
No.
Now, I do have
Can we blame that on the kids?
Yeah,
Jane?
For sure.
Counting Crows?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're good. Okay, we're going to go ahead and blame them. Okay.
That's a little bit newer.
It doesn't look like the classic with Mr. Jones and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that, this isn't Jane's fault.
Right.
So, reputation there. So yeah. Let's play some music.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll stop talking.
Your turn.
All right. So here's one that you picked out, Dan. It's really good.
Yeah, we agree. This is good.
Yeah, XTC, Oranges and Lemons. A great song called Mayor of Simpleton.
Never be near a university.
Isn't this interesting? The ABC XTC. Was there like a thing going on with letters there?
Yeah,
capitals.
XTC got there first.
XTC I would put above ABC
in the hierarchy.
Yes, the hierarchy of British sort of electronic-y poppy bands at the time.
The Bish is a big fan. He turned me on to a lot of XTC stuff. I don't know if there is any bad XTC albums. Most of the stuff I've heard are really good.
Very quirky. I gave that one a quick listen today, and there's some really, really, they did some funny stuff.
Right, they really did. Yeah.
Kind of unique.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Partridge.
Mm-hmm.
Really great. So what else we got? Anything else that we want to talk about? It's a great box of CDs.
Yeah. Well, are we going to wrap up? Should we do the formalities or should we just keep playing some more songs?
No, I mean, yeah, let's play another song out of the box.
Okay.
What do we got?
Yeah. So anyway, I like this. And again, I'm cheating because I used to own this album. And this is Aaron Neville.
Yeah.
Warm Your Heart, 1991. Possibly his first solo album. I mean, big Neville Brothers fan. And there was a couple pieces on, and this has some really great duets with Linda Ronstadt. Mm-hmm. But the very first song on this album is one of my favorite songs, Louisiana 1927 by Randy Newman, about a big hurricane that rolls through. And it seems sort of relevant these days with, our brothers and sisters
really does.
In the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico and how they've sort of been left behind. And obviously we can't play this whole song because it goes on for quite a while, but it's really, it's a beautiful song. And, it's just Randy Newman and Aaron Neville's voice. I remember looking at a picture of the guy when I first got to know Aaron Neville and thinking, how can that voice possibly be coming out of that face? You know?
And now how did you get into him? That's interesting.
That was a more of a late come into meeting people in D.C. I went to the Jazz Fest. Knew a little bit about them. The Neville Brothers were everywhere at the Jazz Fest at the time. We saw them play at Tipitina's, and I think probably saw them maybe at Wolf Trap again. Sort of like that whole, the Neville Brothers sort of stretch out their tentacles go everywhere.
Yeah.
And the other piece that I also love on this is Angola Bound, which I believe, Angola Prison is, sort of a notorious prison in Louisiana.
Right.
Anyway, that's a great song, but I think we should play a little bit of Louisiana 1927.
What has happened down here? Is the wind have changed? Clouds rolled in from the north and it started to rain. It rained real hard and it rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. The river rolls all day, the river rolls all night. Some people got lost in the flood, some people got away all right. The river had busted through, clear down the plaque of mine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away, they're trying to wash us away. Oh, Louisiana, Louisiana, trying to wash us away, they're trying to wash us away. President Coolidge come down.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and this whole album, I didn't realize, is written by lots of different people.
Oh, okay.
I forget who some of the others are, and I wish I had the tiny little liner notes that I can't read.
Yeah,
because some other stuff sort of struck me as interesting. But Randy Newman as a songwriter, I mean, just amazing. And he just keeps, he has a new album, what, from a few months ago that was, it wasn't, well, great, but it had some pretty good songs on it. I mean, the volume, and apparently I saw this piece about his whole family on like CBS this morning. It's a generations of composers.
Very true.
Going back like 40 years, yeah. And film composing. They've composed the, like, I don't know how many Academy Awards.
Isn't that
won.
Amazing?
Yeah, it's incredible. And his kids are into it too. So.
I know. And him and like Van Dyke Parks just grew up in that scene and kind of made all this amazing music.
Yep.
So, yeah. Actually, these CDs are really good that Jane's got in this box.
Yeah, we might have to keep them.
Yeah, we might have to stay here all night and listen to them. They're really good.
But we should probably wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Thank you guys, Dan and Jane, for the hospitality.
Yeah, and if Jim feels like he can't invite me back, that's okay, because I'm out of ideas.
I don't think that'll happen. No.
Anyway, this was great.
Yeah.
I'm always happy to host and happy to share some of my ideas, and thanks for indulging me.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it's this nice down here, we might bring the whole crew back, Sam and Jim, and we'll come back down and have a week. So
yep. And actually, as we speak, the fireflies are starting to
lighting up
to come out. It's great.
Yeah. So this is Rock in the Suburbs, and I don't think we've introduced ourselves too much this week.
We might have today, maybe not. Actually,
yeah. But if you're still listening, you know what the show is,
right?
Jane, thank you for sharing all these CDs very much. And
should we do some how to contact us stuff before we play out?
Why don't we do that? Thank you, Dan. How do you contact us? It's on the internet, or
I got my four digits. Give me the first digits.
Okay,
again.
You got it. You want to call us? Hold on. Here, it says it right here. Got a comment on the show, or want to weigh in on a topic we discussed? Did we leave something out? Get something wrong? Email us at rock@suburbspod.com.
Nice.
Follow us on the Twitter or the Facebook or the Instagram. Or better yet, leave a message on the Suburban Party line at 612-440-1984.
And I will just volunteer, as we said at the beginning. Now, this is like a gold mine of music. Now, Pat is going to go sell these and make thousands of dollars. And I don't even need a commission. I mean, so if anyone has any other collections, what do you think they should do?
They should really email us. Thank you, Dan. At
don't just send them.
No, don't just send them. Yeah. Care of Suburbs Pod, general delivery, Northern Virginia. They'll get there.
Prepaid postage, please.
That's right. Yeah, no COD. Email us at rocketsuburbspod.com if you're cleaning out your attic or your car. If you got like one of those 12 CD changers in your car and everything's stuck and you just want to send the whole thing to us and unplug it.
That reminds me. When Jane sold her last car, she sold the CDs, went the 6 CD changer. They went with
they were
the car.
In there.
So she's like, where's that so-and-so CD? It's like, oh, it's at the new owners. I hope they like it.
Hope they know how to work that thing in the trunk.
Right.
Yeah, you can.
That happens too. So yes, if you're selling your car, just take the CDs out first.
Just drive the car over and leave it with us. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
We'd love it. But yeah, so that's the way you get in touch with us, and we'd love to hear from you. In all seriousness, it is the year of free stuff. Speaking of having a missing CD, we do have the booklet here from Billy Bragg's Workers' Playtime, but we don't know where the CD is.
It's probably in the Honda, the old Honda minivan.
The old Honda minivan. Okay, yeah.
But the beauty of Spotify and streaming music, we can recreate it.
That's right.
Right here.
And so what do we want to hear off this, Jane? The first song. Okay, She's Got a New Spell. Thank you very much, guys.
Yes.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Dan Gursky.
And this is Billy Bragg.
What is that sound? Where is it coming from? All around. What are you running from? Something you don't understand, something you cannot command. That's how I know that she's got a new spell. Yeah, that's how I know that she's got a new spell. What's going down? Who's moved this room from round me? Where has it gone? I fear this night will drown me, so I lie awake all night, 'cause I can't sleep with something I can't fight. And she's got a new spell. Yeah, that's how I know that she's got a new spell. The laws of gravity are very, very strict, and you're just bending them for your own benefit.
Logan was at Record Theater, we cater to you.